The final leg as we've been heading around the divisional playoff weekend. It's time to check in with the L.A. Rams, and they won in convincing fashion over the Dallas Cowboys. To do that, we bring in Joe Curley from the Ventura County Star, covers the L.A. Rams. Hey, Joe, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on tonight.
Thank you. So let's start off with, you know, the Cowboys came into this game as a team with a very, highly ranked run defense. And yet Sean McVay, who, you know, is now regarded around the league as the offensive guru and genius, decided to go strength on strength and run the ball down the Cowboys' throat. Did you see this type of performance coming?
No, I had the score almost identical, but I thought it was going to be a Jared Goff game. I think everyone, you know, C.J. Anderson has got to be one of the biggest December acquisitions in recent times. I mean, you think about it, when does a guy come off the street and run for 100 yards in three straight games? I figured the first two, good for him, the rest in Gurley. You know, they're doing against two of the lesser teams in the NFL with Arizona and San Francisco. But the playoffs, I think I said a couple of times last week that the more Anderson was on the field, the better for Dallas. And, he showed, I'm sure he showed a lot of people, but he certainly showed me. And, obviously a historic performance, two running backs, over 100 yards in a playoff game. Think of all the great running backs in Rams history, from Dickerson to Falk. It's never been done. It had been decades since it actually been done in a Rams uniform. So certainly a tremendous performance against a really good Dallas front seven with the two young linebackers. Mm-hmm. Certainly we got a good dose of Jalen Smith. He looked really good. Mm-hmm. But the rest of that front seven, maybe not so good. And I think one of the reasons why the Rams kind of dipped in the last month of the year was their line got beat up, especially in the middle of the guard, center, guard in the middle mm-hmm. gaps. And they came out and obviously played an incredible game, all five of them. And Andrew Whitworth, 37 years old, getting his first NFL win, NFL playoff win. They all kind of earned it. So, I think the bye did them well. I think we forgot when, teams play wild card weekend, they look good. You kind of forget that those teams have earned byes for a reason, and that's why they look so good this weekend, all of them.
You mentioned, I'll pick up on a few things there. You mentioned the offensive line and Andrew Whitworth. I actually noticed on social media he commented back to I guess it was ESPN's Booger McFarland had labeled certain units in the playoffs as weaknesses, and the L.A. Rams' offensive line was one of the units, and their secondary, that he deemed were weaknesses left in the playoffs. And actually, Andrew Whitworth, starting left tackle, actually kind of commented on social media. It was a little bit, I forget his exact comment, but it was something, close. The sentiment was sort of like, how do you like us now?
It was like an emoji or something.
Some sort of emoji. That's what I took away from it. And so was that something, sometimes we think that the players, kind of claim they keep their heads down. They don't pay attention to all those distractions. Was the Rams offensive line aware of some of that commentary that they were a weakness?
Hey, remember, the Rams are run by a millennial. So, social media and emojis and the like, maybe not as off limits as other locker rooms. But, certainly this Rams offensive front, just hugely important. Pressure on Jared Goff. From Tom Brady to, the 32nd, quarterback in the league, pressure is what matters in the playoffs. And when you're trying to defend a quarterback, but Goff is up there. Goff needs to be protected. He can't have guys in his face. I mean, I think that's why they lost to Chicago and Philly. I think the pressure numbers, especially up the gut, were really high. I don't want to call them off the charts, but those were two mm-hmm. of their lesser performances of the year, and they protected him. And if they protect on Sunday in New Orleans, they're going to be right there with a chance to win. Jared's played very well in that building the two times he's had to go there. So, you know, I think as you've been saying tonight, you know, two really good rematches this weekend.
Yeah, exciting rematches. And you reference Goff and playing well in New Orleans. What's fun, you know, a rematch the first time, you know, I think it was, what, 45-35? But Goff had he had Cooper Kupp the last time, mm-hmm. and it just seems to me that Jared Goff doesn't seem to be the same player since Cooper Kupp got injured. And I'm not sure if that was his security blanket or what it is, but how have you been seeing that?
No, you nailed it. It's definitely a security blanket. You know, we joke that, you know, when Cooper's healthy and it's third down, you know, that's the player you can watch and you can follow. I mean, that's where Jared's eyes go on third down and certainly in the red zone, which has been an issue for the, you know, if you want to pick out one, you know, kind of weakness during the McVay era, they still, their red zone numbers aren't as great as a lot of their other numbers. But, you know, certainly Cooper Kupp has been a loss. When he went down, I thought, you know, certainly it was a big loss, but there was a little bit of a silver lining in that they have some depth, and they've kind of needed to get Josh Reynolds, a mm-hmm. young receiver, going, and Gerald Everett, I think, has huge talent to be kind of that move tight end, that F position, to give them another dimension in their offense. So I figured in the short term it would hurt them, and in the long term it might really benefit, because those two players, you know, if they develop, they're both young players, if mm-hmm. they develop, you could have even a more dynamic offense. And you know, it hasn't really worked. You know, Reynolds has been good in spots. Everett has been good in spots, but we didn't see much of them. And I think really what's happened is that there's been more, you know, they're dependent more on Robert Woods, yep. more on Gurley when he was healthy. And I think C.J. Anderson has really been the offense that they've gotten through him has been, you know, what's kind of alleviated, but you know, that kind of pressure. But, you know, I do think, you know, Cooper's obviously been a big loss, but, you know, there is potential on that roster for them to overcome those issues. It's just they need a Josh Reynolds or Gerald Everett to have a big game, and it's certainly possible this weekend.
Talking to Joe Curley, he covers the Rams, and you know, as we look ahead and think about that rematch, how healthy is Todd Gurley now? You know, as you point out, he did run for over 100 yards, 16 carries, 115 yards, yet the Todd Gurley that we know him, prime Todd Gurley, healthy Todd Gurley, as good as C.J. Anderson's been, it would have been Todd Gurley with the 20 carries. That might have been reversed. How healthy, what should we expect from Todd Gurley?
You know, I think there is an argument that, you know, the low touch number had more to do with him, you know, basically not playing football for a month. You
okay.
know, maybe it was a
mm-hmm.
win sort of thing. I mean, you could, you know, and certainly the fact that C.J. Anderson had kind of a hot hand and mm-hmm. and was certainly gashing that Dallas. He was playing better, you know, so maybe they rolled with the hot hand a little bit. But I do think, you know, one thing that's important, I think, to mention that I don't think has gotten a ton of play is that it has come out that Gurley has been carrying an injury since the opening Monday night game against Oakland. So, you know, I wonder if that last 2 weeks was more of a rest and kind of protecting him going into, you know, against two lesser
mm-hmm.
teams and,
yep.
you know, or he aggravated the injury that he's been carrying. But he's been carrying an injury basically since August. So, you know, I think, you know, I was expecting to see kind of the Todd that we've seen all year this year, and he did look good in spots. Certainly the
mm-hmm.
touchdown run,
yeah.
when you look at it, I think you or I probably could have run for that. I think Todd would agree that you or I could have finished off that run. You know, certainly that was, you know, we talked about the line. That was probably the best blocked play of the day. But, mm-hmm. You know, I do think he's fit, you know, he's healthy enough to go. He's got 2 weeks left, you know, from Rams fans hope, two games left. And, you know, certainly I think that the worrisome part from Saturday was that, you know, where he really does a ton of damage is in the passing game. And his, you know, he only got a couple targets there. And that's not like this offense. That's not like Gurley. And that's certainly not like Coach McVay. So I think maybe that's the matchup with Smith and Van Der Esch talking. Maybe
mm-hmm.
they just didn't like, they ran the screen once and it got blown up. You know, if you remember 2 years ago in Dallas, he had the game-changing, like, 65-some-odd-yard touchdown play
yeah.
On a pass down the middle. So certainly danger enough to do that, but I'm not sure, you know, there's a couple ways you could look at that. But I think, you know, barring a further aggravation of the injury, I think Todd's going to be Todd for the next however long the Rams continue to play.
All right, well, that makes it a little more interesting for next week. And on the defensive side of things, Aaron Donald, you know, I think it's hard to argue that he, you know, anything other than he's the best defensive player in the league. But so we expect him to do Aaron Donald things. But how about Sue, Ndamukong Suh, and his play? And, you know, between he and Donald, it felt like they were just living in the Cowboys' backfield.
Well, obviously, you know, Donald, especially once he got going in October, you know, had, you know, another, you know, MVP-type season, Defensive Player of the Year-type season. Sue was kind of maligned by Rams fans because I think they saw the big name and they expected him, you know, maybe to be more flashy in terms of the sacks and TFLs and stuff. And I don't think he's had a bad year. I don't think he's lived up to the expectations, though, which makes Saturday really important because he, you know, according to PFF, he was their best defensive player. You certainly recognized him a lot more out there. And I think he was a huge part of the way that they were able to kind of limit Zeke Elliott and kind of, you know, rip the heart of that Cowboys offense and really limit them. And so I think he had, you know, he's making $16 million, and I'm sure a lot of Rams fans would have called him overpaid before last week. And I think if he has another performance like that next weekend and the Rams are able to limit that great backfield, I think he will have made his money, you know, a couple times over for Rams fans.
All right. Only have another 30 seconds or so, but looking ahead, what's your prediction for next week?
Yeah, I mean, I'll lean in both these rematches to the team that won it the first time. I certainly think the Rams could go in and when people, you know, when you look at this game, the rematch, you know, you have to remember that game in the Superdome turned on, you know, a really weird fake punt that was kind of spotted weird, and they fell down in that 21-point hole right after that. Mm-hmm. I think if that thing turns, the Rams might have won that game by a couple scores. It was incredible to come back and tie the game down 21 points, tie it 35-35, and just not have enough left. They certainly, you know, it's one of the toughest places to win in the NFL. This Rams team can certainly make that trip and do it. Jared Goff has played well in that environment. And I think the close lines in both games show you that, you know, both these games are going to be coin flips. So, you know, whoever plays better on Sunday is going to win. I know that's silly, but it's certainly it's certainly coin flip. Yeah.
Very sage comment there. But otherwise, very good stuff. Joe Curley from the Ventura County Star. Really appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you down the road.
Pleasure was all mine. Anytime you need me.